WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everybody, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like one minute you're on top of the world, and the next you're knee-deep in a pit of despair over a spilled coffee? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you that mastering your emotions, developing this thing called emotional control, could be the key to unlocking a happier, more fulfilling life? That's right, folks. Today, we're diving deep into the world of Stoicism, not just some dusty old philosophy from ancient Rome, but a powerful toolkit for cultivating inner peace and resilience in our modern world. Think of it like this. Your emotions are waves crashing on the shore, but you're the lighthouse standing tall, guiding yourself through the storm. With a little practice, we can learn to ride those waves without being swept away. Here's the thing. Developing emotional control isn't about suppressing your feelings. That's like trying to hold back a tsunami with your bare hands. It's about understanding them, acknowledging them, and choosing how you respond. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let a flat tire ruin your entire day, right? You'd take a moment to assess the situation, figure out a solution, and keep moving forward. Now, let's break down five key takeaways that can help you become the master of your emotional universe. 1. Recognize your triggers. We all have those things, people, places, situations, that tend to push our buttons. Maybe it's a certain type of criticism or a stressful deadline. Identifying these triggers is the first step to gaining control. It's like knowing which ingredients make your favorite dish taste amazing, and which ones send you running for the antacids. 2. Practice mindfulness. This one is about being present in the moment, not letting your mind wander into the land of what-ifs, or dwelling on past regrets. Take a few deep breaths, focus on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? It's like hitting the refresh button on your brain, clearing out the clutter and creating space for calm. 3. Reframe your thoughts. Ever notice how our thoughts can spin us into a tailspin of negativity? That inner critic can be a real pain, right? Well, try this. When those negative thoughts pop up, challenge them. Ask yourself if there's another way to look at the situation. Maybe it's not a disaster, maybe it's an opportunity for growth. You've got the power to choose your perspective, folks. 4. Cultivate gratitude. This one might seem like a no-brainer, but taking time each day to appreciate the good things in your life can make a world of difference. It could be as simple as enjoying a cup of coffee on a sunny morning or feeling grateful for a loved one's support. Remember, happiness is often found in the little things. 5. Practice self-compassion. You know that saying, be kind to yourself. Yeah, it's not just some fluffy platitude, it's actually essential for emotional well-being. We all make mistakes, we all have bad days. Instead of beating yourself up, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work, deadlines are looming, your boss just dropped a mountain of paperwork on your desk, and suddenly, you feel that familiar urge to lash out, throw things around, maybe even scream into your empty coffee mug, no judgment here. But wait, you remember our Stoic principles. Recognize the trigger, the stressful workload, practice mindfulness by taking a few deep breaths. Reframe your thoughts by reminding yourself that this is just a temporary challenge. Cultivate gratitude for having a job and being able to learn new things. And most importantly, practice self-compassion by acknowledging that you're doing your best in a difficult situation. You handle it like a pro, stay calm, and get those tasks done. So, there you have it, 5 practical steps to develop emotional control and navigate life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. Remember, folks, it's not about becoming emotionless robots. It's about mastering your emotions so they don't master you. Want to take things a step further? Share this episode with a friend who could use a little dose of Stoic wisdom. Leave a review and let me know what resonated with you. And most importantly, keep practicing those Stoic principles every day. One mindful breath, one positive thought at a time. We're all in this together, folks. Keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.